It's Get Well Wednesday, brought to you by Walmart. Be ready for cold and flu season with Walmart. They have low prices on brands you trust like NyQuil, Lysol, and Spring Valley Vitamin C. Save money, live better, Walmart. We're going to talk about losing some weight. We have a minister on the phone. His name is Ron Williams. He's a professor. He's a minister. And he wrote a book called Faith and Fat Loss.
Yeah, we have a lot of big Christians. A lot of big Christians.
Yeah, this ought to go over well.
Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses.
They are, yeah. Good morning, Ron Williams. How are you, sir?
Hey, praise the Lord. Tom, I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing real well. Faith and fat loss.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we all pray to lose some weight.
Please, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Please, Lord, take it off.
Take it off.
Amen. You know, it's going to take more than prayer, Tom. We're going to have to do something about that.
Uh-huh. Well, what can we do?
Well, one thing, you know, when
stop
it comes
eating,
to
huh? exercise, right?
Get well, off. Exercise.
Stop praying and stop eating and exercise, right?
Well, no. That's you want to do actually the opposite. You want to exercise. You want to do fat loss exercise, and then you want to eat so that your metabolism understands that it's not starving.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Some of us, we do eat too much and we eat a lot of the wrong things.
Well, how come so many people in the church are overweight, Pastor?
You know why? Because we used to go to the clubs, man, and dance and cut up.
Oh.
But now we go to church and all we do is eat, man.
And so what's the answer, Pastor?
Clubs. You just heard the man. Clubs. More clubs.
I'm not sure that's the answer.
Huh?
Really, the answer, we have fat loss resistant chemicals. There's 75 different reasons why people are overweight and obese. And with those 75 reasons, you've got to go to the root of what's creating your circumstance. And when you find out what they are, and you'll find that in Faith and Fat Loss, the book, but there's 75 different reasons, and if some of it is emotional, physical, spiritual, and even intellectual. I mean, you go through and you'll find all these reasons, and some are from soul wounds, hurts, and different things we've gone through that release a hormone called cortisol, which creates excess body fat. But if I try to decrease body fat and the cause of it is I overeat and I don't exercise, but really, and I have a lot of stress, and I try to solve that by exercise and cutting my calories,
mm-hmm.
I'm only adding more stress to the body.
That makes
sense.
So when I
finish the program, I'm going to put on more weight than I lost.
So how can we resolve emotional eating?
Well, emotional eating, one is being a Christian and a pastor. Emotional eating is comfort eating, and the Holy Spirit is our comforter. So we've exchanged food for the real comforter, and if we use food for comfort, we just keep eating and keep eating and keep eating, and still there's no comfort. So we need to put the Holy Spirit back in his place.
And what does that mean?
I didn't understand the question. What does that mean?
You say you put the Holy Comforter back in its place. What does that mean?
Well, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, is what brings comfort. If we've been hurt emotionally or physically, and we go to food for comfort, the Bible says we ought to turn to God for comfort rather than the food, because we can keep eating the food and still, we won't have any comfort, so we just keep eating. But if we turn to God, he's going to bring us a recommendation, an answer to overcome it.
All right. If you're overweight and a Christian and you have a question for the pastor, why don't you give this bodybuilding pastor a text message at 646-464. He'll be around for the next hour. Thank you, Ron Williams. Thank you, Pastor.